Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and Merry Christmas. I hope you're continuing to celebrate this amazing season of the church here, remembering the gift of all gifts, God the Father's beloved Son given to us out of love for the salvation of the world, for your salvation and mine. Jesus Christ is God's personal gift to you. God the Father has sent him to you to save you and to bring you home, to bring you into everything that God has for you. That beautiful passage we all know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son that whoever believes in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. I hope in the midst of all the busyness and the wonder of this Christmas season, you've had an opportunity just in moments of quiet and silence to be able in the depths of your heart to hear the Father and to receive personally this gift, the gift of Jesus Christ. God the Father himself is, you could see, like offering him to you. Jesus comes willingly, lovingly, and his passionate desire is to bring you home to the Father and to bring you into everything for which you have been made. So no matter what else is happening in your life right now, whether you feel like you're on top of the world because everything is going great for your life and you had a great Christmas celebration, or maybe you were alone and you're in the middle of a battle and life is very, very difficult and you feel like you've been brought low and you feel like there's little hope or value in your life, remember this. What every human being needs to know and longs for the most is to know that our life has meaning. And that can only come from one place. It can only come from the place of the one who made us. Your life has profound meaning because you're God's idea. God the Father made you. He designed you. He loves you. He's brought you to life so you could love and know him and to live with him forever. So valuable are you that he sent his only begotten Son, and Jesus came willingly from the heart of the Father. He came searching for you, and he searches for you today, and he wants you to know. He wants you to hear the words, I love you. He wants to show you how valuable your life is. And that's revealed not only in his coming, in this beautiful moment of remembering his birth and the miracle of the incarnation, but it's revealed perfectly on a cross where he died and shed his blood for you. Take time, friend, to take that into your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you receive it. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to the gift. Let it transform your mind and transform your heart. Today's reading, it's so interesting. Yesterday, of course, was Christmas. And the very next day, we don't have a Christmas passage or reading per se. What we celebrate on the 26th of December is the Feast of St. Stephen. Okay, who is St. Stephen? St. Stephen was the first deacon or one of the first seven deacons in the church. Who are the deacons? Those are those that the apostles gathered together when the church was growing. The apostles were caring for the concerns of the people, and as the numbers grew, there were more concerns, and people wanted the apostles to help them with all kinds of practical needs in their family, and the apostles wanted to do that, and they got their hands were so full of those kinds of tasks that they said, wait a minute. Our main responsibility and what Jesus has called us to is prayer and the ministry of the word. And so let's set aside, you know, seven men who can help us with this task. And that's who the deacons are, the first deacons of the church. And chapter 6 of the Acts of the Apostles talks about them this way. And what they said pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. That's who the apostles were looking for. Here's a disciple. What's a disciple? Someone who's filled with faith in Jesus Christ, in trust and surrender to God and God's plan, purpose, his commandments, his mission in the world, and filled with the Holy Spirit. We said yesterday, Jesus is the Messiah. He's Christ the Lord. Christ means Messiah. Christ means anointed one. He's the one anointed with the Holy Spirit of God. To be Christian means to be christened with the Holy Spirit, to be given the anointing of Jesus, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the apostles recognize, and Luke, the author of Acts, declares for us, Stephen clearly was a man who was given the grace and a man full of the Holy Spirit. Verse 8, it said, and Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people in the synagogues, and he preached the gospel, and he talked, and he challenged, and this is so interesting. The reason the church gives us now this story, and essentially be the story of the martyrdom of Stephen, is because we see yesterday, Christ entered the world, and Jesus said, if you want to follow me, if you want to become one of my disciples, you need to walk in my footsteps. I bid you come and die. He said, you have to be willing to deny yourself and to take up your cross to follow me. And Stephen was a follower of Jesus. He was a sent one, sent by God, sent by the apostles to serve and to extend the kingdom of God. And he went out and he proclaimed the gospel. And he was the first to have his life be so intimately conformed to the life of Jesus, who was despised and rejected by men. Jesus himself, the ultimate sent one, the one sent by the Father to declare the coming and the reign of the kingdom of God, and to go first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to speak to Israel, to call them to faithfulness, to the covenant, to God's promise, and to receive the offer of salvation that was coming in the person of Jesus himself. The Messiah had arrived, but Israel resisted him. Not everybody in Israel, but the majority of people, the religious leaders in particular, along with the Gentile Roman leaders, resisted him and crucified and killed him and sought to silence him because they were resisting the will of God. And so day one, after we celebrate Christmas, the church gives us this feast day, the first of the disciples of Jesus to be conformed to his death. Friends, we're all called to be witnesses, and that's who he is. He's a martyr, and martyr means witness. What is he a witness to? He's a witness to the truth of the claims of Jesus Christ, that he alone is the Messiah of Israel, that he alone is the Savior of the world, that all are called, including the religious leaders, everyone is called to repentance, to turn back to God. And for that, because Stephen pointed out throughout the history of Israel how often God called his people back because they were stiff-necked, that means they resisted God and they resisted the will of God. And in that moment, Stephen was calling them back. And in response to his preaching, and because just like Jesus, he worked signs and wonders, that is miracles, and God confirmed, just as Jesus promised. Jesus said, greater signs than the ones Jesus performed would follow those who believe. And just as the Father confirmed the preaching of Jesus, when Jesus declared who he was and declared the reality of the kingdom, God backed that. And Jesus worked signs and wonders at his own hand, and the Father gave testimony to the truth of who Jesus is. And now Jesus, just as he promised, is giving testimony to who he is through the preaching of Stephen. That Stephen came not only in words, but he came in power, and he came to proclaim the gospel under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And just like in Jesus' case, false witnesses rose up, and they went to the religious leaders, and they spoke falsely and called him a blasphemer, for which he needed to be punished. He did proclaim, like Jesus, about the wrong kind of attachment of the people of Israel to the temple and not to God himself. But just as Jesus was falsely accused and Stephen was falsely accused and he ends up becoming a martyr, I just want to read the account here from chapter 7, verse 51 and following. And it's at the end of a long proclamation and preaching of Stephen about the condition of Israel and how often they resist God. And he went all through their history, and then he dials into those who are listening. He says, you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in your heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. What a great question for us to ask ourselves the day after we've celebrated the coming of our Lord. Am I welcoming in my heart the covenant God wants to establish with me in his Son, Jesus Christ? Am I welcoming Jesus fully, wholly? Am I hearing the word of God? That is my heart circumcised, that is covenanted to God. My ears, my heart, am I given over to him really with my whole life? Or am I stiff-necked like so many? Am I resisting God? Am I resisting the work of the Holy Spirit in some way in my life? Am I radically surrendered, and am I willing to be totally identified with the person of Jesus and his mission and his truth and his commandments and his kingdom that the world resists, always has resisted, and will resist until Jesus comes again and destroys it? So here he is courageously preaching. He says, as your fathers did, so do you. which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one. That's Jesus, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You who received the law as delivered by angels, and you did not keep it. They did not keep the law. They resisted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah, and they murdered him. They killed him. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth against him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice, and they stopped their ears and rushed together upon him. They cast him out of the city, and they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul, who would one day himself see Jesus Christ in glory and repent and be converted and become St. Paul, the great missionary of the early church, the great apostle. Verse 59, "And as they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And he knelt down and he cried with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." He died. So in the wisdom of the church, again, the day after the great celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, what we see is an example of what Jesus has called us all to be. What's the gift Jesus wants us to give back to him? Our entire life, our loyalty, our trust, our abandonment, our entire life. And he wants us to be conformed to him. He calls us disciples. What does it mean to be a disciple? It means to be a learner, a lifelong learner, a follower of Jesus. To be a disciple is to become another Christ. He died that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and rose again. And he told his disciples, "Count the cost before you come after me. I know it all looks good right now, so you're celebrating, yes, and as you should. But don't forget, to be identified with me is going to cost you something, and it will likely cost you your whole life. The world is set against me and my kingdom. If you become one of mine and you live in my kingdom, you will be countercultural and the world will resist you and it will hate you. But trust in me, believe in me, I will give you what you need." He says, "Be not afraid," right? Be of good cheer. And what happens? St. Stephen, his life is so perfectly conformed to Jesus. Jesus was falsely accused by false witnesses before the religious leaders. He was killed and murdered unjustly. And as he was being stoned, as Jesus was being crucified, he said to the Father, "Father, receive my spirit." What does Stephen say? Jesus, who is Lord, and the Holy Spirit helped Stephen see Jesus exalted at the right hand of God. The heavens were open. He knew where he was going. He said, "Jesus, Lord, receive my spirit." And then he said, "Lord, don't hold this sin against them." Remember what Jesus said? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." That's the heart of Jesus. That's a friend of Jesus. And that's what Christmas is about. So you can become a friend of Jesus and follow in Stephen's footsteps and give your whole life back to Jesus as a gift. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.